This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election in which ultra-conservative cleric Ebrahim Raisi is seen as the race's favorite over a lack of real competition. After all, serious rivals were barred from running. After a lackluster campaign, low turnout was expected in a country exhausted by a punishing regime of U.S. sanctions that has dashed the hopes of many for a brighter future. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei cast the first vote in Tehran and urged the country's nearly 60 million eligible voters to follow suit. After a two-hour extension following calls from some media and the campaigns of candidates, voting officially closed at 2 a.m. Saturday. The election winner will take over in August from President Hassan Rouhani, a moderate who has served the maximum two consecutive four-year terms allowed under the Constitution. The UN General Assembly on Friday called for a stop to the flow of arms to Myanmar and urged the military to respect November's election results and release political detainees, including civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The General Assembly adopted a resolution with the support of 119 countries several months after the military overthrew Suu Kyi's elected government February 1st. Belarus requested the text be put to a vote and was the only country to oppose it. 36 nations abstained, including China and Russia. UN Special Envoy to Myanmar, Christine Schraner-Bergener, told the General Assembly after the vote that the risk of a large-scale civil war in the country is real. Earlier, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had pushed the General Assembly to act, saying that we cannot live in a world where military coups become a norm. It is totally unacceptable. This is VOA News. President Biden is touting another milestone in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Thanks to what he calls a months-long wartime effort,
we've gotten 300 million shots in the arms of Americans in 150 days. Months ahead of what most anyone thought was possible when we started.
But the president's likely to miss another goal, having 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. That's a little less than 2 weeks away, and the CDC says about 52% of the population has received at least one dose. For those who haven't,
that's okay. You still have questions. But act. Act now. Act now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Food Program is warning tens of millions of people, mainly in Africa, are teetering on the brink of famine because of conflict, climate shocks, and economic downturn due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Food Agency estimates more than 270 million people, most of them in Africa and the Middle East, are acutely food insecure, with millions at risk of starving to death. Without immediate emergency food aid, World Food Program spokesman Thompson Theory warns the slightest shock will push those extremely vulnerable people over the cliff into famine. Theory says the WFP is targeting its food assistance program to 139 million people in countries at particular risk, including Ethiopia, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Sudan, and Syria. He says the WFP will need $5 billion to carry out the mammoth operation this year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a so-called teaching document many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. AP's Walter Ratliff has more.
The 168-55 vote was announced near the end of a three-day meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops that was held virtually. Supporters say a strong rebuke of Biden is needed because of his recent actions protecting and expanding abortion access. Opponents warn that such action would portray the bishops as a partisan force during a time of bitter political divisions. I'm Walter Ratliff.
On Wall Street, stocks dropped sharply on comments that the Federal Reserve might up interest rates sooner than previously thought. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 1.58%. The S&P fell by 1.31%. The NASDAQ dropped 0.92%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.